You're listening to SBS News.
It's the ultimate goal of many migrants when they move to Australia, but the stats show becoming an Australian citizen may be losing its appeal. While net migration to Australia continues to rise, the number of people applying to become Australian citizens has dropped to its lowest level since at least 2014. In 2018-19, 138,000 Australian residents lodged an application to become citizens, down 42% on the year before. Information provided to Senate estimates by the Home Affairs Department suggests demand hasn't rebounded since then, with 48,255 applications received in the 4 months to the end of October. Migration Council of Australia CEO Carla Wilshire puts the drop in demand down to a combination of factors, including the almost two-year wait for a decision on an application.
In part, it's a recognition that as we've had a couple of years of backlogs, people are holding off on their applications. I also think there was quite a few applications that went through as the citizenship changes were debated. And so you had a surge in applications followed by a lull.
There was a flurry of applications in 2017 after the government proposed new rules which would have made it harder to secure citizenship. More than 440,000 applications were lodged in 2016-17 and 2017-18 as eligible permanent residents rushed to submit their application, fearing a proposed values test would be introduced and university-level English would be required. Ultimately, the proposed changes never passed the Senate and have slipped off the political agenda. The surge in applications coincided with the introduction of additional security checks, creating a backlog and a blowout in wait times. The department says an extra 115 full-time employees are now working on assessing applications and have reduced the backlog to 147,000 as of the end of October. Three-quarters of applications are resolved in 16 months and 90% in 21 months.
For people who are waiting for citizenship, it is a significant outcome and often affects all sorts of aspects of their lives. And so to some extent, people are putting themselves on hold while they wait for their applications to come through.
Practical matters aside, for some, the choice of whether or not to become a citizen of their new country is decided on sentimental grounds, identity and national pride. Indonesian woman Tuti Gunawan has lived in Australia for 50 years and has no plans to become a citizen in her adopted home.
Sometimes people ask me, you know, why haven't you become an Australian citizen? And I jokingly said, you know, I'll become an Australian citizen when Australia has become a republic. And so we all laugh about it.
She says she's not trying to denigrate Australia, but there is a serious point underpinning her joke. Indonesia does not allow dual citizenships, forcing those that move overseas to choose between their old and new home and identity. Ms. Gunawan's parents were active in Indonesia's independence movement in the 1940s, and her elder brother was among the students fighting against the Dutch. For Ms. Gunawan, the way Indonesia liberated itself from its Dutch rulers is in stark contrast to the British colonisation of Australia and oppression of Indigenous Australians.
Indonesia also shows itself to become independent and proud nation. Well, to me, Australia doesn't behave like a fully independent country. It is blindly following the U.S., for example, and have a queen as a queen from another country, from as its own queen, you know.
Non-citizens miss out on the right to vote in elections and are ineligible for some government jobs, such as police officers. For those reasons, business consultant Rama Suleiman thought hard about swapping her Indonesian passport for an Australian one.
I need to choose between stay with my current citizenship, Indonesia, or change it to Australian. And I decided, I've been thinking about that for quite a while, and I decided to stay as Indonesian.
The 47-year-old who moved to Brisbane in 2013 didn't want to be a foreigner in her country of origin, where she returns often to visit her brothers and sisters. She wishes dual citizenship was an option.
I live in Australia and I own property also in Australia. So I miss, when I'm in Indonesia, I miss Australia. When I'm in Australia, I miss Indonesia. So I love both countries, actually. And then I feel belonging to both countries.
The slowdown in citizenship applications is expected to continue as there are fewer migrants eligible, thanks to the federal government's squeeze on permanent migration. In July, the annual cap on permanent residency visas was reduced from 190,000 to 160,000. Even before the cap was officially in place, only just over 160,000 of the sought-after visas were issued in 2018-19. While fewer permanent residency visas are being offered, the number of temporary visa holders, including temporary skilled workers, international students and working holiday makers, continues to grow. Ms. Wilshire says that could have consequences for the future of multicultural Australia.
I think it's really important that we keep a model of multiculturalism that focuses very much on citizenship as an outcome of coming to Australia. I think that's fundamentally important because it goes to the resilience and the community-orientated spirit of Australia.
A spokesperson for the Home Affairs Department has acknowledged the change in migration policy is a contributing factor, suggesting the drop in applications is not a cause for concern.
There has been a reduction in migrant intakes over recent years, which reduces the number of clients eligible for citizenship. The continuous growth in citizenship applications stretching back to 2011-2012 is not sustainable.
Rosemary Bolger, SBS News.